You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. With the onset of fall comes announcements for music and entertainment seasons, and this week we talk with an organizer from one of the Valley's oldest public lecture series on their upcoming season for the San Joaquin Valley Town Hall. Joining us in the studio is Vice President of Programming, Joyce Krajcek. Joyce, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting us here today.
All right. So as always, the season features a variety of speakers, from David Epstein, an investigative reporter, to Julia Gillard, the first female prime minister of Australia. But to start off the season, you're having a special event next week. Tell us about that.
Well, we're very excited to have a legend and a Renaissance man come to Fresno, and his name is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And it's interesting, I've told young people, you know, do you know who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is? Oh, yeah, I know who he is. He is multi-generational. So I think he is going to come and talk to us about some really amazing things. He's not just a basketball player. He's written 17 books and co-authored some with from Mycroft Holmes. But he's also written about his journey from Luau Cinder to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And plus, the man that really influenced his life was John Wooden, the coach from UCLA. And it's really exciting what he has to say. And the other thing is, he's got a lot of social commentary. He writes prolifically. He writes for The Guardian. He does a lot of op-ed pieces for different newspapers. So I think he's going to come and tell us a lot of things. And I'm excited to hear him.
And so that's an evening event you guys are having when he's coming to talk, right?
Right. We have one evening event a year, and it started out many years ago with Marvin Hamlisch when we were celebrating our 75th anniversary to thank our sponsors. But we've had people from Michio Kaku to Steve Wozniak. So we always try to bring someone who will have a broad interest and that we can, you know, spread the word about who we are. We're Town Hall. We bring in 6 lectures a year, but we have this one special evening event.
And then the next lecture, which is at sort of your regular time for all of the others, is in the mornings during the week. That one will be David Epstein. He's an investigative... No,
it will be Sarah Parkek.
Oh, sorry.
She's the Egyptologist who just won $1 million TED Prize. She is an aerial archaeologist, which means she looks at sites from satellites and through study and investigative research, she decides where she should be looking. And so she does it from the air and looks down and then has her people go and do it. So her $1 million prize is to enable more people to go out looking for sites. And she had a great quote that she said, I want a grandmother from Fresno to find an exciting place. And I thought, does she even know about us here in Fresno? But obviously she knows Fresno. So we're really looking forward to her coming. She's just a delightful person and has lots to say. And that's what Town Hall is about, is bringing in speakers who will enlighten, inspire, educate, and not only for the general audience, but we offer students free tickets. The whole upper balcony is open to students.
Yeah, so you have Sarah after Kareem, and then David Epstein.
Then David Epstein, who's talks about the sports gene. It's like, do you have that gene to become the great baseball player or a swimmer? You know, you can do all the things right, but there is that certain sports gene that they have looked at in the DNA to see if you have that, you will become great. So he's done this whole research on it. So it's going to be kind of enlightening to see what he has to say.
Yeah. And after that, the following speaker is Dr. John Medina, who's written extensively about the brain. But that seems so complicated. How do you think he's going to bring something and, I don't know, quote unquote, dumb it down for us?
Well, you know, through humor, the man is extremely funny. He is very scientific, but he's also very down to earth. And he makes everything lighthearted, and you're entertained as well as informed. And he's very holistic. Like, he wants to come down and spend an extra 2 days in Fresno to get to know us before he talks to us. I mean, how many doctors do that? We're really looking forward to him. He's got a great talk plan for us. And he has a new book out about brain rules, and it's about teenagers and the teenage brain. So, you know what? It's going to be kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, and just looking at those three sort of daytime speakers, it seems there's like a tech science heavy lineup so far. Was there anything motivating that?
No, it's just how it happened. And like we then follow up with David Pogue, and he's from the New York Times. He's also on CBS Sunday Mornings. And he was a musician. He was a conductor and musical arranger. Now, he has come all the way over to being a techie, and he's written all these books about, you know, opera for dummies, you know, texts for dummies, all kinds of different things. And the really nice thing is he wants to know if we have a piano on stage. He'd like to play us a song. We're thinking we'll get a piano for him. I mean, why not? So he's going to be exciting to talk about technology, of what's going on, and is it disruptive to be, we're a little, you know, handheld. Excessive is a good word to use.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see him. He'll be fun.
And then after that, you'll follow that up with Jeremy Suri, who's going to talk about the evolution of the American presidency. Now, we, being that we do have our technology with us all the time and, you know, push notifications for news and things like that, I feel like we hear about the presidency or the current president every day and how unprecedented his policies and decisions are. What more do you think we can learn about this office from Mr. Suri?
I think Mr. Suri is going to bring the historical aspect of starting with George Washington, and what was the presidency then, and how it has it evolved over the years to today. I mean, today is totally different than George Washington, or even Lincoln, or even FDR. So he's going to talk about that, and he is a storyteller, and that part, he's a very exciting and dynamic speaker. So it's going to be interesting to see how he brings it up, and I'm sure he will talk about the current situation.
And then the season will close with Julia Gillard, like I mentioned, the former Prime Minister of Australia,
yes.
Who, when I sort of looked at her accomplishments, she, in short, obviously managed a country, and we'll be talking about engagement in the Asian century. What does that mean, the Asian century? How will she be talking about that, do you think?
A lot of her talk will be centered on the Chinese influence of Australia and what is happening to the economic situation in Australia and what is happening in the United States. And she has really, that's been her major focus. And she is a delightful woman, and she brings her assistant with her, and she has she's very congenial. She wants to meet everybody, and so we're thinking maybe we'll have another party for her. It's exciting to have someone from afar to come and talk to us. One thing we try to do in Town Hall is to be search out someone who has not been here before. We have not had a prime minister from a foreign country come to Town Hall that I know of, not in my tenure. So it's kind of exciting to have her come, and she's so vocal, and she's very current on all her topics. So I think we're going to have a good time. And what's really interesting at the end is there's always that question and answer period where anyone can come to the microphone and ask a question. And lots of times we have students, we have, you know, our general patrons who come in. So it's always, there's always some diverse conversation that goes on at the end of it.
And over the years, you guys have brought, you know, so many prolific people to the Valley. How do you narrow it down to whoever you do pick year after year?
Well, we have a great program committee of about 12 to 15 people, and we meet and talk for weeks. Like, we're working right now on next year's, the following year's season. It's just a matter of who's available sometimes, where our interests are, what have we just done. Like, if we have an archaeologist this year, we don't want one next year. We have to kind of look at the historical past and then look at the present and then see what is topical. So we look for people on the rise up, like the little, like we call them kind of sleepers, but we look for that in a speaker, and then we look at how they speak and how their presentations are, and we go from there. It's always fun, and you know what? Every year it's a surprise, and someone will say, I don't know any of these people, and we go, yeah, but at the end of the year, you will know all their names.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait to see the season unfold. We've had Joyce Krajcek in the studios with us from San Joaquin Valley Town Hall. Their lecture series kicks off next week. You can find tickets online on their website, and students do get in for free. Joyce, thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and come and join us at Town Hall anytime.